Victory number one in the season is in the books for the Pattonsburg Lady Panthers. Picked up a hard-earned victory over North Andrew in the 4-5 matchup last night, 51-48. That will have Pattonsburg dealing with Platte Valley over at the Albany Tournament late night Thursday, 7:45. Drops North Andrew into the consolation round tomorrow at 7:45, and it means tonight for Pattonsburg. And as we're talking here late afternoon with Coach Lee Warford, Coach, you're getting ready for practice after a victory. Congrats on the win last night.
Right, and it's a lot more fun to go to practice after a victory than after a loss. So I expect us to have a good little upbeat practice here today. And we've got 2 days to get ready for Platte Valley, which everybody knows about Platte Valley, and everybody knows how much of a challenge it'll be for us. But we'll do what we can to try to get ready for them and put our best foot forward.
From what you know about Platte Valley, taking a peek at that Thursday game, Coach, everybody knows about Maggie Collins, the recent signee with Northwest. I'm assuming that it's not just Maggie Collins and a bunch of other girls running around her for Platte Valley, that they're pretty balanced around Maggie.
No, their point guard was an All-State player last year also, Engel. So they've got two returning All-State players from last year's team. And I watched a little bit of the game last night, and my gosh, they go about 8-9 deep filling those other three spots. So it's they're a good team. They're a real good basketball team.
Your team, obviously you're sitting there as a four seed for this tournament, so you know people are kind of getting, they're trying to get a little bit of a read on the Lady Panthers. You're 1-1, Coach. Obviously you played a tough schedule early with Gallatin last week. How do you feel like your roster looks here for this year?
Well, we're positive about it. I think we're ahead of where we were last year at this time. Both skill-wise and just preparation-wise. Gallatin does have a really nice basketball team, and we let the game get away from us in the second half against them, and they came out with a good win for them. But I'm very optimistic about where our basketball team can get to this year.
It starts with Caitlin Jones for the Lady Panthers, does it not?
Caitlin Jones is a big part of that. Our other guard, Kelsey Crabtree, is off to a good start. She's averaging close to 12 points a game herself. So kind of a guard tandem. We've got a little size in the middle with Kinsley Johnson, and she's improved her game since last year. The other two roles are filled by some newcomers, and we'll see how they fit in.
So you got a victory last night, Coach, against North Andrew. It was kind of that typical 4-5 game. The 4-5 is expected to be the most competitive of the four quarterfinals, and a three-point win. So what were the things that tipped in your favor last night against the Cardinals?
Well, our pressure bothered them, especially late in the game. We forced a lot of turnovers during the course of that basketball game. Early in the game, we were forcing dead ball turnovers and not necessarily able to score off of them. And then later in the game, when we kind of pulled away, I believe we were down 5 or 6 at halftime, and we started pulling away late in the third and the fourth quarter. We started coming up with some live ball turnovers.
Is this, obviously, Platte Valley, you know, we talked about them, what they are in returning the talent this year off last year's team. King City was very good last year, and they bring back a lot, and Princeton has Henke and a lot of talent around her as a three seed. This looks like one of the deeper, you know, Platte Valley is always kind of the team to beat, it seems like, in the Albany tournament, but depth-wise, the tournament's pretty good this year.
Yes, it is. It's very good. That the front side of that bracket's loaded with quality basketball teams.
Yeah, King City is a two seed, Coach. You're obviously very familiar with them. How good do you anticipate King City being this year?
I think they'll be just very equal to what they were last year. They've got a good guard coming back and a good post player. Princeton, of course, everybody knows about the Henke girl, and they've got some size to go with it. And then what we saw this summer, it looks like their freshmen have added quite a bit of depth to their roster. So that front side of that bracket is pretty tough route.
You like pressuring people. I know Gallatin is pretty deep, and they like pressuring people, kind of using their defense to create offense. Was it kind of a battle of two teams with you and Gallatin last week that like to get things
right,
done similarly?
And Gallatin caught us a little off guard. They, instead of that full court press, they came out in a half-court press and really took advantage of their length. Gallatin's got some athletes. They got girls 5'7 range with long arms and very athletic. And that little half-court trap that they ran caused us some problems.
How competitive is the new look GRC West going to be this year, Coach? It looks like from top to bottom, this is going to be a really good Class 1 conference.
Oh, geez. 1 through 5 or 6 are pretty solid basketball teams.
Yeah, what are the keys to success for you guys? Because it's going to be such a competitive league and a really competitive schedule this year, Coach. Like last night, when you get into some of these close games, what are some of the keys that you feel like are going to be important for your team to do to get some W's?
Well, just the time I've spent around the Grand River Conference, how difficult it is to win on the road. Whether you're a 1 versus 6 or a 2 versus 7, it's really difficult to win on the road. And I think first thing we've got to do to be up towards the top is make sure we take care of business here on their home court.
Is the most important thing when you play Platte Valley tomorrow on Thursday night, Coach, not to be beaten by the PV on their uniform before you even hit the floor, to have that self-confidence against them?
That's very important, but that's really hard to do. I'm sure there's a lot of coaches that will say and preach it that everybody's got 5 players out there and it's all the same, but, when that name comes up, it's worth a little bit of a advantage to Platte Valley just in name recognition.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, the coaches can say a lot of things, but there's a big difference between saying it and doing it, right?
That's correct.
Princeton and Pattonsburg, got a little correction here with pool play. That's going to be Wednesday at 6:15. Going to have a boys game at 6:15 on Thursday. And the Pattonsburg girls are playing at Platte Valley at 7:45. Coach Warford, appreciate the time as always. Have a great practice tonight, and good luck with the rest of the tournament.
Thank you.